السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off in the previous lesson. So, inshallah, Surah Al-An'am from ayah number 26. And then our lesson today is going to be until ayah number 31. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayat and then move on to the analysis of Bi Tajweed. Inshallah, if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 26.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهم ينهون عنه وينأون عنه وإن يهلكون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على النار فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا ونكون من المؤمنين بل بدا لهم ما كانوا يخفون من قبل ولو ردوا لعادوا لما نهوا عنه وإنهم لكاذبون وقالوا إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا وما نحن بمبعوثين ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على ربهم قال أليس هذا بالحق؟ قالوا بلى وربنا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون قد خسر الذين كذبوا بلقاء الله حتى إذا جاءتهم الساعة بغتة قالوا يا حسرتنا على ما فرطنا فيها وهم يحملون أوزارهم على ظهورهم ألا ساء ما يزرون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 26 to ayah number 31. Now let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of our lesson and look at the analysis of the tajweed in these ayat. Starting from ayah 26, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ. Now, in this entire sentence, we do see that there is noon with a sukun and also meem with a sukun. Now, we learned that there are some letters of Lin Umar. These are the letters of Tawassut. So when we find these letters with a sukun, we are going to rest on them for a moment to make sure that we are properly pronouncing these letters. So these are the letters of Lin Umar. Noon and meem are amongst them. And here we see that in this sentence, every word has either meem or noon with sukun. So we are going to make sure that we are resting on each of these. Wahum, yan, an, yan, an. So in all of these, make sure that you are resting on this noon. Also, what we are going to make note of is that there is a lot of throat letters. We have ha, we have ayn, and we have hamza. So we are going to make sure that we are pronouncing them properly. When we have an ayn, we are going to make sure that there is a little bit of strangulation, a little bit of pressure on the middle of the throat. And when we have hamza, we are going to make sure that it does not turn into the sound of an ayn. So make sure that it is coming from the lower throat. Similarly, we have ha, and here we are going to make sure that it is pronounced from the lower throat. We are not bringing it up into the middle throat and giving it that warm, breathy quality that we have from the ha. So this is a different type of ha. This is closer down to the chest. We are going to make sure that we are aware of where these letters are coming from inside of the throat, okay? So wahum, mim has the wasut, rest on this letter. You can put a little t underneath if you like as a reminder. Yenhauna, noon again has the wasut, put a little t underneath. Hauna, ha is going to be from the lower throat. It has a bit of like a sigh quality. So it's not going to feel too warm or too with too much pressure. The ha from the middle of the throat has more pressure. Ha should come naturally from the chest, almost like a sigh. So this is coming straight from the lungs. Yanhauna anhu. Ain is going to be from the middle of the throat. This is going to have a bit of pressure, a little bit of strangulation. If you are having difficulty pronouncing this letter, you can put a hand in the middle of the throat and kind of push down a little bit. Ah, ah. So even if you say ah and you press down, you are now kind of simulating that tightness of the throat, and this will give you that sound of the ain. Anhu. Noon has the wasut, so put a T underneath, rest on this for a second. Wayanauna. So the first one we had was yanhauna with a ha, and the second one is with an hamza. So here this is yanauna. So here again, hamza is from the lower throat, so we are going to make sure that we don't turn this into the sound of an ayn. Wayanauna. Anhu, ayn from the middle of the throat, and the noon has the wasut. And then because we are stopping here, we are going to give this ha a little bit of humps. Make sure that it comes down from the breath. An. Make sure that it has humps. If you do not give it proper humps, then we are at risk of kind of dropping this letter. So if we don't give it humps, it'll just sound like an. Now you don't hear that ha at all, so make sure that from the chest you are giving it a bit of air. An. If you are stopping. If you are not stopping, then you can continue and just say it with a dhamma. وَإِن يُهْلِكُونَ. Here there is a noon second followed by the letter ya. Ya is a letter of idgham. We see that this is found within that word yanmu or yarmalun. So yanmu are the letters of idgham. And this is going to be with ghunna, meaning that it is coming from the nose. So make sure that you are bringing it up into the nose and you are merging it together within that ya. وَإِن. And it has a bit of that nasalization because it does have ghunna. Yuhlikuna. Ha again with a sukun is going to have hams. Make sure that it is coming from the lower throat. It is going to be kind of like a breathy sigh coming close to the chest. Yuhlikuna. Illa anfusahum. Illa, this is going to be a four count med. This is med jaiz munfasil. So this is going to be four counts. And then we are going to make sure that we pull it that full four counts. And then the next letter after is going to be hamza. So it is jaiz because the med and the hamza are in two separate words. Now when we do have a med followed by a hamza, we are going to make sure that we are aware that we are switching from the jawf to the hamza, which is in the throat. So we are kind of making that makhraj switch from the jawf, from that open space in the mouth, down to the throat. Okay, so illa anfusahum. And you can hear that hamza has almost a sharp quality because we are kind of bringing it abruptly down. And it also has jahar. So we are going to make sure that we have that kind of sharp sound of that hamza, that sharp switch over. We don't want to merge them together and say illa anfusahum. Illa. Now you don't hear the hamza at all, so make sure that it is very audible. Illa a. Illa an. So you hear that it's like almost a sharp switch to make sure that hamza is audible. And then here the noon second is going to be a letter of ikhfa, meaning that we are going to hide that noon second within the next letter, which is fa. Anfusahum. Mim has the wasut, so we are going to rest on this. Wama, this is going to be a two-count med. Yesh'urun, sheen is a letter of tafashi, meaning that sound is kind of spreading within the mouth. So you can rest on this for a little bit and then give it a little bit of that kind of spreading sound. Yesh, yesh. Urun, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. You can put a little H underneath as a reminder. And then we are ending here on a four count, mada'arid lissukun. And of course, anytime we stop on a letter with sukun, give it proper slifat. So noon here has the wasud, so we are going to make sure that we rest on this noon. ولو, this is going to be مدلين, مدن ما, 1.5. ترى, را here is going to be heavy, it has a fatha. And then we see that this is a 4-count med, it is جاء is منفصل because the med and the hamza are in 2 separate words. Again, anytime we have a med followed by hamza, make sure that you are making that abrupt switch and that hamza is very audible. ترائض. Okay, make sure that hamza is audible. Thal here is going to have rikhawa, so we are going to rest on this for a little bit. If wuqifu, you can hear that sound is kind of continuing even after we have stopped on this letter with sukun. Wuqifu, qaf is going to be heavy. Wuqifu, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Alan nari, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Noon is going to have ghunna, so we are going to spend a bit of time on this because it has shadda. Alan. Alan, rest on this noon for a little bit to give it that proper ghunna. Nari, na is 2-count. Ra here is going to be light. You can put a little L underneath that has a kasra. Faqalu, qaf is going to be heavy. And this is a 2-count med. Lu, 2-count med. Ya, 2-count med. Okay. Faqalu, ya. Both or all three of these actually are going to be 2-count mudud. Ya laytana, lay, this is going to be madlin. Ya laytana, 2-count mad. Nuraddu, ra is going to be heavy. Wala, 2-count mad. Nukadhiba bi ayati, bi a, 2-count mad. This is going to be mad badal because we see that hamza is coming before the alif. Ya, 2-count mad. Bi ayati, both of these are 2. You can put a little 2 underneath as a reminder. Rabbina, ra is going to be heavy. Na is going to be a 2-count mad. وَنَكُونَ, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Minal, lam is going to have tawassut. مُؤْمِنِين, hamza here has a sukun, and hamza is a letter of jahar, meaning that when you are stopping on a letter with sukun, that sound is abruptly stopping. So give it a little bit of that jerkiness, give it a little bit of that abrupt ending. المؤمنين. And then here, this is going to end on a 4-count. مَدَ عَدَدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. Ayah number 28, bal, lam is going to have tawassut. You can put a little t underneath. Bada, this is a 2-count mad. Lahumma, here we are going to merge the first meme into the next meme. There is also a shadda, meaning that there is going to be a lot of ghunna happening here. So rest on this meme for a little bit. Kind of build that sound up inside of the nose. Lahumma, kind of build that up and then bring it up into the nose. Ma, this is a 2-count mad. Kya, this is a 2-count mad. Nu, again, 2-count mad. So you can put a little 2. Ma, kya, nu. Both of these, or all three of these, are going to be a 2-count mad. Yukhfuna, kha is going to have rikhawa as well. So just rest on this for a little bit. Yukhfu, this is a 2-count mad. Yukhfuna min qabl, this is going to be ikhfa. Because we see that the letter that the noon second is merging into is heavy, the ikhfa itself will also be heavy. So you can put a little H underneath the qaf. And then as you merge them together, make sure that ikhfa is also heavy. Min qabl. Qaf is heavy, ba is a letter of qalqala. Okay, so we are going to give it a little bit of bounce. Now here we have ba with a sukun, and then the next letter, if we are stopping, also has sukun. So now we have 2 letters with sukun, so we are going to make sure that we say both of them. Ba has qalqala, so give it that proper bounce, and then make sure you say lam with tawassut. Rest on this lam so that it is not dropped. Qabl. Qabl. Now for the ba, make sure you're not bouncing it too much so it sounds like a fatha. So we're not saying qabal. Qabal. Now ba has fatha, we'll say qabl. Qabl. So ba has that bounce, but we're not giving it too much so that it does not have harakat. It is a letter of sukun. And then make sure you say the lam as well and give it tawassut, rest on this letter to make sure that both of them are pronounced correctly. Walau, this is madlin. Ruddu, ra here is going to be heavy. You can put a little h underneath that has a dhamma on top. And then du, this is a 2-count med. La'a, 2-count med. And then ayn here is going to be from the throat. Du, 2-count med. Lima, 2-count med. Nuhu, 2-count mat. Anhu, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this noon has the wasut, so rest on this for a little bit. Anhu, wa innahum, noon has a shadda, making sure that this is coming from the nose, give it proper ghunna, spend a bit of time. Wa innahum, meem has the wasut, laka, 2-count mat, vibun, ending on a 4-count, mad'arid, lissukun. Ayah 29, waqalu, qaf is going to be heavy, and this is a 2-count med. Lu, this is going to be a 4-count med, ja'iz munfasil. We see that the med and the hamza are in 2 separate words. So this is a 4-count med, you can put a little 4 underneath. In here, this is going to be idhar. We see that there is that noon second followed by the letter ha, which is a letter of the throat. So the noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. It is going to have tawassut. Rest on this for a little bit and then move on to the next letter. In here, illa, this is going to be a two-count med. Haya, two-count med. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure that it has a little bit of that breathy quality, and the breath should be a bit warm. You should feel that there is pressure on the throat and kind of constraining against the middle of the throat as you say this letter. Haya, two-count med. Duna, two-count med. Haya, duna, dunya. And then here, noon sound is going to be very clear. Although this does fit the requirements for a letter of idgham, we see that there's noon sakin followed by ya. This is one of the exceptions to this rule. So this is going to be idhar. So here, for this word, ad-dunya, the noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. This is just something that you can remember. A lot of us have been already doing this without properly thinking about it. So inshallah, it should be a little bit ingrained by now because we have come across this word very often. So for this word, the noon sound is going to be pronounced clearly. The reason for this is that because it is found within the middle of the word, you are not going to be applying ghunna. Now for ghunna or ikhfa or even idgham, all of these are done if it is found in the end of the word. So the noon sakin or tanween is at the end of the word, and then the next word, we are looking at that first letter. But here, because the noon sound is within that one word, this is going to be idhar. So this is the rule: anytime you find noon sakin in one word followed by another letter afterwards, it is going to follow the rule of idhar because it is going to be clear. So dunya here again is going to have idhar. Noon sound has a tawassut. Wama, this is going to be a two-count med. Nahnu, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure that it does have that kind of breathy quality. Bimab'uthin, ba is going to have qalqala. Give it a bit of bounce. Ru is a two-count med. Thin, this is going to be a four-count. Mad'adid lissukun, nun has the wasut. Walau, this is madlin. Ta'ra, ra in this case is going to be heavy. You can put a little H underneath for heavy. Ta'ra, this is going to be a four-count med. It is madja'iz, because here the med and the hamza are in two separate words. Idh, that is a letter of rikhawa, so we are going to make sure that sound is kind of continuing. Idh, wuqifu, min qaf is going to be heavy. You can put a little H underneath. Fu is a two-count med. Ala, this is going to be a two-count med. Rabbihim, ra is going to be heavy. Mim has a tawassut. Qala, qaf is heavy. This is a two-count med. Alaysa, this is madlin. So we are going to give this maddan ma 1.5. Ha, tha, ha is two counts, tha is two counts. Bilhaq, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Qaf is a heavy sound and it also has qalqala. So we are going to make sure it's a kind of heavy bouncing sound. Bilhaq. Qalu, qaf is heavy, this is a two count mad. Lu, two count mad. Bala, two count mad. Wa rabbina, ra is going to be heavy, na is a two count mad. Qala, qaf is heavy, this is a two-count med. Fadhuqu, dhu, two-count. Fadhuqul adhab, qaf is heavy, lam has tawassut. Adhaba, ayn from the middle of the throat, that is a two-count med. Bima, two-count med. Kuntum, this is going to be ikhfa, nun sakin followed by the letter ta. So we are going to hide this within the makhraj of the next letter. Mim has tawassut in kuntum. Takfurun, kaf is going to have hams. Make sure you give it a little bit of air after you have said this letter. Takfurun, ra is going to be heavy, and then we end on a four count mad'adid lissukun. Qad khasiru, qaf is heavy, dal has qalqala. Kha is going to be heavy, khasira, ra here is going to be heavy. Khasira alladhina, and then here this is a two count mad. Khasira alladhina kadhabu, and then here ba is going to be a two count mad. Biliqa'illa, qaf is going to be heavy, and this is a four-count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because it is found within one word. Biliqa'illah. Because I am stopping here, I am going to make sure that I give this ha a proper hams at the end. Give it a bit of air. And then the name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has a kasra. Hatta, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. This is a four-count med, ja is munfasil. The med and the hamza are in two separate words. Idha, this is a two-count med. Ja atum, four-count med wajib muttasil. Again, med and hamza here are in the same word. So this is wajib muttasil. جاءتهم الساعة. ساعة is to count mad. ع is going to be from the middle of the throat. بغتتن غين. Make sure that you are giving it رخاوة. That sound is going to continue. بغتتن قالوا. This is going to be إخفاء. Heavy إخفاء because the letter قاف is heavy as well. قا to count. لو to count. يا to count. حسرتنا ح from the middle of the throat. سين has سفير. It has a little bit of that whistle. را is going to be heavy. حسرتنا to count مد. على to count مد. ما to count مد. فرطنا. را here is going to be heavy. انطا is heavy. It is also a letter of قلقلة, so give it a bit of bounce. فرطنا. نا is a to count مد. في to count. ح وهم ميم is going to have توسط. يحملون ح is going to be from the middle of the throat, so give it a bit of that air. لو this is a to count مد. أو مدلين. زا to count. را is going to be heavy. أو زارهم على عين from the middle of the throat. ظهورهم را is going to be heavy. را in this case is light because it has a كسرة, so you can put a little L underneath. ألا ساء this is a four count مد واجب متصل. The مد and the همزة are within that same word. ما this is a two count مد. يزيرون را in this case is going to be heavy because it has a ضمة, and then we end here on a four count مد عارد للسكون. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. We will stop here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.